The Career Education Project became a national model eventually over 6 years. We worked with 6,000 clients in Rhode Island, and we developed a career counseling system with peer counselors who were very much like the client population to be served, and with a direct liaison or link to every major sector, including the employment sector, the educational institutions, the child care facilities, the community-based organizations, and we established liaisons with them, so we had a database, and we developed a training program to help peer counselors negotiate those systems in ways that would help clients who were not connected institutionally. So we had to figure out how are we going to reach folks, and we had to develop an outreach component. We had to use media and do public service announcements using people who would be appealing to the client population. We had to develop a career counseling system with our peer counselors that would represent the latest approaches in career counseling that would deal not just with careers but with life development. And by the way, there was no face-to-face in this. The whole notion of this was that we would reach people where they were, and we would do telephone counseling using this incredible database. And we would connect people sooner rather than later to the resources in the community by having these liaisons. And in a sense, it's sort of the roots of our providing capacity building. We often talk about what does that mean? How do we help others take the resources that they already have and the talents that they already have where they are in the communities and schools and so on, and really improve those and strengthen those and work together. The project became a national model. It was evaluated externally as well as internally, and the results were disseminated, and the model was actually used in sites all over the country.